Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today's presentation is Room Realm, written by Linda Musman in 1978 and performed by Dagmar Appel, Claudia Bruce, and Semi Fringiolu in 1982 at the TSL Theater on 22nd Street in New York City.
I wrote Room Realm in 1978. My thoughts were influenced by the ideas of Gertrude Stein and Ludwig Wittgenstein. I had been searching for my own brand of theater, my own voice, and I wanted to work outside of the narrative. In 1976, I adapted one chapter of Gertrude Stein's great work, The Making of Americans, for the stage. Stein had written this from 1903 to 1911. I used the Martha Herzlin chapter, and it brought me closer to my own thoughts about language for the theater. I wanted to start all over. I wanted to write simple words, sounds, lists, phrases before I would tell a story. So Room Realm was invented. It was about making something, a sound, then a word, then a list, then maybe a paragraph, and then maybe a chapter. I did not make too many sentences and stayed mostly with lists and phrases for this work. Room Realm was about constructing something, building a word or a room or an idea, for example. For the stage, I wanted a play with language. This was central to the making of Room Realm.
An accuracy within a thing's own limitations, a question that answers itself, a form forming itself, always forming itself on by its own dimension, a self only explicable of itself by itself, not a regret, not a love story.
An accuracy within a thing's own limitations, a question that answers itself up on forming itself, always forming itself on by its own dimension, a self only explicable of itself by itself, not a regret, not a love story. An accuracy within a thing's own limitations, a question that answers itself up on forming itself,
I'm a canalian, cutting them in triangles, and I am serious self. I'm a property which self loosed. I'm a form which self formant, which in a self by formant, so here I am in dimension. I am self through a clairvoyant, finally, Dorothy. Kind but hour, kind of needed fishy.
For the performance, there were four actors, one lighting person, one writer-director. One actor, Claudia Bruce, spoke German only. One actor, Betty LaRose, spoke the translation of German to English. One actor, Tony Zanetta, spoke sayings and phrases. One actor, Paul Peeling, played the clarinet. One light man, Jim Howley, worked the lights. One person, me, Linda Musman, designed the set and directed the work and the movements. Two translators helped. Hedwig Rapold and Tarsisi Shelbert created the German translation for me. All of the parts were meant to function as independent elements from one another, in time and in space. The performers' movements resembled dance more than traditional theater movements.
This is the first movement. This is the beginning. This is just the beginning. This is the start. This is just the start. This is the passing of time. Then the recognition of boredom. Then the dumb show. Then the freedom.
The piece was reviewed by Anna Kisselgoff, a dance critic for the New York Times. It was my first romance with the dance critics. After that, all of my work was reviewed by dance critics and not by theater critics. Claudia Bruce, my muse and central character, began collaborating on all the pieces around this time. For Room Realm, I designed a set in a shoebox storefront on 22nd Street in New York City, where our early experiments took place.
We started with the moment. Virginia Woolf, 1976. Linda was working with words on that one, too, because my co-performer, Ron Harrington, and I would diagram or graphically write words with paint on the walls as we did this performance. So Linda was already involved in this, not only heard words, but the way she saw words. She put those together for people. And then we started working with, I can't remember the exact sequence, but we were working with Kikuo Toshiro, who was a Japanese playwright. We were working with Eastern forms. And then we moved into this abstract realm of Room Realm.
Conduit pipes were used to hold the electric wires, which went from floor to ceiling at different angles. A light fixture constructed from a number 10 tomato can with common Edison light bulbs in their sockets was attached to each pipe, and each light had a dimmer. I was aiming for a number of choices for the lights and managed to attach 20 dimmers to the light board. These gave maximum flexibility when it came to lighting the space. I still use these dimmers and this kind of lighting for my theater. My theater requires lots of lights and not so much wattage. Often I light the space and the objects as well as the performers. Shadows are equal to light in my work. Room Realm was more like a painting of images, a room full of sound, a journey. With no story, it needed to be listened to and watched in a different way. More like a dance or music or visual art. There was no start or finish. There was no narrative.
Room Realm, a modern opera in English and German. Written and directed by Linda Moosman. Music composed and performed by Simi Frinjolu. Vocals performed by Dagmar Appel and Claudia Bruce. November 1984.
The United States
had
state room without
state
and couldn't end without
state.
Room. So could
room
state without
state.
State. State without accuracy
and state.
Accuracy without
state.
Cause. Cause without
state.
Unit.
Unit state.
Without room. Room
state.
Without end. And
state.
Black
state.
Lost
state.
Lost
state.
State. Black
state.
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 Eine Widerspiegelung. A reflection. Without. Ohne. Verfügung. Regulation. A circle with sides. Ein Kreis mit Seiten.
State.
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 Eine Widerspiegelung. A reflection without, ohne Verfügung, regulation. A circle with sides. Ein Kreis mit Seiten.
Room Raum was an experiment in expressing ideas in time and space. And in 1978, one could experiment, have ideas, try them out. One thing would lead to another. The work was mysterious and opened doors to other things. Eventually, the script was made into a bound book, and from there it became an installation, by framing each page in a black frame affixed to the wall. From this experiment, I continued to work on other abstract projects, including window, door, concert, all in the spirit of Room Raum. As this radical experimentation was going on, our company of performers also worked on traditional plays that I adapted. We rehearsed and performed the great German writer Georg Büchner's Danton's Death and the Japanese playwright Kikuyi Toshiro's The Bandit Princess and Katana. The words of Danton's Death were scored to the radical vocal designs that I discovered in Room Raum. The physical movements were influenced by our study of Eastern theater techniques, such as no, kabuki, and the martial arts of iaido. Later performers Claudia Bruce and Dagmar Appel, in collaboration with musician Semi Frenjolu, remade Room Raum into a project for two voices and a piano with exposed piano strings. Dagmar sang the German, Claudia sang the English, Semi produced sounds and music on his prepared piano.
Notwendigerweise ein Beschluss. Körper des Begriffes. Erkennung von Ort. Erkennung von Ordnung. Erkennung von Sequenz.
So would you say Room Realm was when you started to find your own voice in theater?
I think the creation of this work was definitely the beginning of me finding my own voice, and it was also the relationship of Claudia having to be with me constantly in my work and having a person that continued the experiment ongoing for years. Prior to Room Realm, I was adapting other people's work, such as Virginia Woolf, Gertrude Stein. I had done a lot of work with plays and many theater projects, but they were all based on someone else's voice. It was after I did The Making of Americans and Gertrude Stein that the door opened up that I could venture out in the land of non-narrative. I also was very interested in John Cage, Merce Cunningham. I was listening to some of Cage's ideas and Merce Cunningham's dance work, which was all outside the usual narrative landscape that was going on. The work... Also, Room Realm was very much about Linda Mussmann. It was certainly about my past. My parents were German speakers in the house, but I was never privileged to have that language a part of me. So there was always this other language in my past, which was mysterious, curious, and very much a part of my growing up. I also met Hedwig Rapolt at that time, who came to see the work at the storefront. She and Ursule Molinaro came to see Virginia Woolf. And that meeting with Hedwig opened the door to having access to more German translation and having the opportunity to explore more work with another language. And following Room Realm, always I've had many, many performers who have been other from other countries who use their own language, Italian, German, Swiss. We've had different, what was Brent? Brent was Scandinavian, Swedish. So there was always a lot of people who spoke my work who were not first, they were not English as a first language, and that was very useful to the experiments, because they really simply said the words. They didn't do a lot of interpreting. The minute you started to add emotion or colored the language, it sort of wrecked what I was after. Generally, this clearly was an effort to engage another critical point of view, because the theater critic really struggled to see our kind of work. They had a very hard time dealing with abstraction. Again, the play is the only thing really remaining in the theater that's written down. Everything else is, it can't generally be recorded or remembered, because theater really only happens in the theater.
Linda mentioned that Room Realm was sort of the beginning of her own voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, you mentioned Virginia Woolf adaptations. She did some work around some other theater. But Room Realm, she mentions that being sort of a turning point in Time and Space Limited Theater Company. Did you feel the same way? And if so, could you feel that or see that happening?
Well, you know, it was in the moment. So to me, it just happened. It was that we were working on this idea. And what I think happened to both of us is that the idea just kept moving out from the center like a drop of water in a pond. And so from Room Realm, we worked on Linda's writing. You know, there was a window and there was door. That was the triptych, window, door, and Room Realm. Then we worked on another German-English piece called Concert. And these were all ways to explore this idea of sound, movement, and words really without meaning. Because for years we did a work that had no pronouns in it. It was mostly lists or phrases. And eventually, and I can't tell you the exact date, but she turned up. And this was the first pronoun that came into Linda's work. And it was quite extraordinary at the time because, you know, I looked at her and I said, she, oh. So this major character walked on stage and became a part of the work for many years. And then she's always been in the work. And she evolved into characters like Clover or other characters that Linda wrote and that I performed.
She would write these posits. What was your process? How would you translate that into the theater space?
Well, there was really no way to do it but by looking, by a visualization of the lines that were written. So if a line went, if Linda had written a line that was like a straight line across the page and then it went way up to the right, then my simple interpretation of that was to move, let's say, straight across the stage and then, you know, upstage. At the same time, I would temper my voice to do a similar thing. As time went on, those two lines separated so that in many cases, the line went one way and the voice went another way. As a matter of fact, that was a whole experimentation in a work called Paper Play, which came years later.
Definieren kann. Raum ohne Linien, Kreis ohne Rundung, Winkel ohne Spitze, ein Schweigen, eine Kurve ohne Biegung.
And how do you feel about Room Realm today? Because right now it's on display in the TSL gallery. You can see the slides. You can hear clips from the live excerpt. How do you think that it holds up?
Well, there's no performance of it right now, but the gallery houses it very well. In the storefront in New York City, the wall that it was placed on was much smaller than the wall that's here. So in this reincarnation, it's elongated on the wall as opposed to being more stacked. And to me, it creates a line, let's say it, in time and a line in space. And alongside those are some pages that have been recreated on the walls in chalk. It's all very familiar to me. When I look at it, it's very familiar. It's my history. It's part of how I came into my way of performing.
The Room ROM installation is now on display in Time and Space Limited Gallery. The pages of the book are on the wall. The voices from the late 1970s can be heard on a loop of a CD playing in the space. Photo slides can be viewed on an old-style light table. Using patience and a handheld magnifying glass, you can peer into the past of Linda and Claudia and company's work. In addition, some large expanded pages have been reproduced on the walls using one of my favorite mediums, chalk. The book came about as an idea of moving my work from the stage to the page. The book was published by TSL Press in 1981. The Room ROM experiment has had many lives, and it continues to be a curiosity to many. It will be on the walls of Time and Space Limited through February. Stop by and check it out. Thanks to Gerald von Stoddard for remixing this particular version of Room ROM for the radio.
Ein Schweigen, nicht durch Lärm, eine Mündung ohne Abfluss, eine Einengung durch Wasser, eine Zerstreuung durch Angst, eine Parallele ohne Hinweis, eine Rechtfertigung, das ist, ein Raum ist. Room distribution, nausea, thickening, thinness.
Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theatre of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another edition of Time and Space Limited Presents TSL Radio Theatre.